Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Hashem, today we'll be seeing Psachim Gav Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. It's really Dika Sugyas are the two Mishnayos. There's a little bit of Agada to Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara, but it's a very Yisaitis Digit Indian. And we'll see it's very, very Negeya to us in society, Bisman Hazeh. Gemara brings Amr Reb Ochana, Amr Reb Yecha, Mishmed Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi. Achol Betzel, you should eat onions, and the Mepharshim, the Rishayim, and Rashi, the Rishbam say it means all the Yerukas. Eat cheaper food, Hashem Betzel. And then Zot the Rishbam, you'll be able to sit Betzel Beischa, you won't have Choybas. Eloi Techel Avozim Betana Goylem. The Rishbam says you shouldn't be margul yourself to eat. Avozim is duck, betana goylem, and chickens. Be libcha roidif alecha. Why? As the diak is, because then you won't be shoved with salvesecha. You're going to have a lot of chaybis, and you're going to overspend. And the Gemara continues, and it says, Ula ama mitla mitlin b'marova, dochala lilta, if you eat vegetables, tashiba lilta, you could... I'm sorry, da'achol alilta, if you eat expensive foods, tashi be'alilta. As then you're going to have to hide in your attic because you're going to have bali choyvis that are going to come to take your money. Da'achol kukuli, if you eat vegetables, if you get used to eating simple, not expensive food, akukuli demase shachiv. This Gemara is actually a very interesting and fascinating Gemara. The Gemara is saying that people go into chayvais to be able to have good food. That's the point of the Gemara. And it's a big chiddush because, you know, people don't realize how much food is moishachas, how much we get into food. And it's something which, number one, the tainug is great. People really enjoy it. Number two, it's something you do three times a day. It's something which is matzi mod. You know, there are other times in life where it's not so much. You don't have to do it all the time. When a person gets very into achila, it's something he does all the time. It really pulls him in. As you see over here, that achila is moishach people very much. As the Mesilas Yesharim in Perik Yud Gimel says, that when people get used to eating more expensive food and good food, as then they work very, very hard and they try to earn a lot of money to be able to get the tanugim and madanim, the expensive foods that they used to. Va'oid, not only will it cause him to put a big effort into his work, but he could even have choyvos. It's something Bizman Hazeh, we see the Radifa Achamamin has hit such a tremendous height that many times it causes people to lose sight of many other things, of Ruchnias, of family life, because they're so belachas, because they have to have Tanuge Olam Hazeh, befrat. The Tanugim of Achila are so mufli in society today. It's so magushim in Yani Achila, there's so many tanugim that are available. And we see the other aspect too. We see the people that they mamish go into chayvus. They're an overdraft on their credit card. Even though they're making money, the Gemara is talking about people who are working and making money, and they still have such a tremendous overdraft because they need so much the tanugim Olam Hazeh. Once went into a store where made lot in the five towns. We were saying for a simcha and someone in the five towns, we went there to buy a meal. So I went there with my wife. We bought cold cuts for supper. We wanted to get a pickle, but we didn't want to get a whole jar of pickles. We were two people. We were just there for a short time. As we saw this barrel, a huge barrel of pickles, it says Gus Pickles on it. As we said, great, we'll take a pickle. And from there, it's great. In America, they even sell pickles like one pickle at a time. Two pickles. We took two pickles. I go to the thing to see what the price is, and I'm looking at the price, and something just doesn't ring a bell. Like, why is it so expensive? And then I look at the cost of the pickles. I'm like, wow. I asked them, what's in these pickles? Gold. They said, you don't realize this is Gus's pickles from the east side. We brought it from you here. As it costs a certain amount of money, which a regular jar of pickles would have been cheaper. But, you know, look, people really paid it. Oh, this is a very popular item. Sure, people pay this price for Gus's pickles. It's just a dogma. But a very powerful dogma of the society that we're living in now. The amount of indulgence in food that causes such a lachat, such a pressure on people. People don't realize what it does to them and how much it's causing them to spend. You know, people will spend out when they eat out. They'll go to restaurants. You know, one time I was talking to someone who's giving money, and the person gave like $500 to young man and said, like, you know, wow, this is mamish going to keep him for the whole month. The guy started to laugh. He says, you don't understand, when I go out to eat in Chicago, I spend this on a night for my food. Like, the young man's going to live off this for a month. That's a joke. Just, it's a different lifestyle, a different society. We don't realize it, and the Gemara has to point it out to us, but it's very important for us to realize. It's good to get used to eating simple foods. It's much better on your digestive system. Also, it's much more healthier, like the Mesil Sisharim says. There's so many people with heart problems. Friends, young people that have tremendous problems with their heart, they eat so much meat. And other issues with digestion, yeah, because the diet is just not good. There's too much overindulgence. Eat simpler foods, healthier foods. It's better for the body. But for oi, you'll save yourself so much money. You'll save yourself so much pressure, so much monetary pressure that are on people. How can we be mischazik and not in getting ourselves used to it? Because there's a very powerful Mesiyas Yisharim in Perik Tesvav. He says, "Tiny ve'oichol yu'ayoyso murgush u'muchash." It's something people really feel and enjoy. You ever heard of foodies? They make a whole, it's a whole science, a whole thing. You have people, b'tneyem eloyheyem. What does it mean that Ben is there? It's just like you're supposed to be oivid Hashem. They're oivid to their ben. They work all day that their food, that their stomach could have the food that they used to. That's what Abzok the Mesil Shisharm, what's going to help us be mischazik, if you're misboinim ba, royim shezet toiv meduma, shein anosei ela kishir beis hablia. You only taste the food when it's in your throat for a little bit of time. It goes down into your stomach, you can't taste it anymore. And you forget the taste. It's ki'ilu lo yahaya. The feeling of svia, that you feel you're hungry, you need to eat, as if the problem is you're hungry, you'll be full whether you eat barburim avusim, stuffed chickens, that was a great delicacy, or paskib, or even simple bread. At the end of the day, you won't be hungry. As to get rid of your hunger, you can eat simple and you'll be just as good. The difference between good food and not good food is the split seconds that it's in your throat. Very powerful lamas boinen. And the Mesil Shami is the choymiyam it causes, the koivid that it causes. If you go to a chasna, people come home, they can't move, their stuff, stomach aches. Yeah, it's nishpashit. But that helps. They say Reb Shloime Zalman Orbach said that this Mesil Sisharim changed his life. He just looked at food totally different. It's such a hanamaduma. The regets in your base of liya v'zehu, and people make such a big to do about it. Okay, so this is a Gemara, and I got the Gemara, but a very big yisoid ubefrat in the society that we're in now. So let's move on to the next Mishnah and to the Inyanim of Lela Seder. The Mishnah Rishayna in Arvi Pesachim and Daf Sadik Tesam Amid Beis is the Dinim Hanoyegim Be'erev Pesach. From the Mishnah Kan at Soifa Perik is the Dinim Hanoyegim Be'Lela Seder. I did a lot of mitzvahs that are noyik b'lel ha-seders. The Tana tells us what's the seder, what's the order that you do. And it starts from the beginning of the night until the end of Mesachta. It goes step by step, what the order, until you get to the end of the night of Leil ha-seder. Be'emes, if you misbind it in the seder, the Mesachta makes it easier to remember. We're getting close to the end of the Mesachta. The Seder of the Mesechta really is kefi the Seder that the Dinei Manu Geya. You start the Mesechta with Dinei B'dikas Chametz, that's Lel Yudalit. The next parak says Dinei Bir Chametz, that's Yom Yudalit. Afterwards, the Gemara says Dinei Korban Pesach, that's Yom Yudalit. Acher Chatzais, the Bir is Kaidim Chatzais, Korban Pesach is Acher Chatzais. And then Arvi Psochim, the dinim of Lela Seder. And it goes step by step throughout the Lela Seder, what you do first in the night. That's the Seder of the Mesechta. Okay, that's the Seder. Now let's go in to explain the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off with Kaddish. That's the first thing you do with Lela Seder. Mazgulai Kois Rishayim. Meduyik, in the Mishnah, there's a mitzvah to be moizig the yayin with mayim. There's a diuk. Why does the Mishnah say it only on Lel Pesach? Hare, there are many koishal brachas. You have koishal brachas amazon, you have kois of kiddush the whole entire year. Why on Lel Pesach are we being madgish moizgin like kois? Meduyik, in the Mishnah, that is a meyuchadik din mezigas hakois on Leil HaSeder. Why? As over here is a mokar to Rashi and the Rishbam on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, a couple of blocks before, that they learn Rav over there says Shosan Chai Yotza. The pirush of Chai is that it's Eino Mozik they learn. And the Lashon of the Gemara, Agamji Yotza Yedei Dalet Koises, if he drinks it when he didn't add water. There's a yuchadika mitzvah b'lel ha-seder to drink b'derech shel cheirus. And if you don't do it cheirusdik, Lashon HaRishbam and Rashi, it's not a mitzvah shleima. As the fizah is gishmak, mozgeloi kois rishon, and lel ha-seder is da din meziga midin cheirus. Why is wine that's watered down called derech cheirus? As that is two mahalachim. There's a mahalach of the Rishbam. He says because wine that's mazug, in those days the wines were very strong. As in order to be able to enjoy the wine, as you had to water it down a little bit, as it's more chashiv when it's mazug because it's more drinkable. As Mimela, you do it there, Cheiris, you know, people who are not Cheiris, they have to drink Chag Plop, they don't be Moizeg de Yayin. But people who drink it Boifin Jol Shivis, as then they're Moizeg de Yayin, as that's why it's there, Cheiris. That's the Mahalach of the Rishbam. The Mahalach of the Rambam is when a person drinks wine that has watered down shtiyosoi areva love. Derech cheirus is you make the food enjoyable, you make the drink enjoyable. If you're not a ben chayrin, you eat whatever's in front of you. As thus is the derech cheirus. Bevina shvi, bevur in the Gemara that there's a mile of meziga b'lel ha-seder. That's the first din of the Mishnah. Mozgu, the first word of the Mishnah. The second word of the Mishnah, loy. Mazgu loy. What's it coming to teach you? As you could say, over here is also coming to teach you halacha. The gra in Simon Tov Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph is medayik from this lashon, the chiddush of the Ramah. The Ramah says that the Bala Bayis B'lel HaSeder, he doesn't pour his own cup of wine. Someone pours the cup of wine from him because it's derech cheres. Zog the Goyin, where did the Ramah get it from? This Lashon of Mishnah, it says, Mazgu lo, you're moizig for someone else. L'chayr, the person's moizig la'atzim, as the Mishnah, the Tan is coming to teach you this din of the Ramah, that as derech cheres, someone else should be moizig for him. Rather, the Lashon of the Ramah is this is a din in the Bala Bayis. And some people have the minig that only the Bala Bayis someone else pours for. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down that you should do it for everyone in the Bayis that has a kois. As that's number one. It's Gevaldik, two words in the Mishnah, and we have two halachas already, two chidushim. Mazgay is the din meziga al scheres, and light, someone pours for him, that's also derech scheres. Now, that's the kois mishnah, the kois of kiddush. The Gemara then brings a machloikis in the Seder Amiris Kiddush. Nechleku Beishamayim Beisilo. What's the Seder of Amiris Kiddush? Beishamay says, Mevorech alayoyim va'achakach alayayin. Beisilo amra alayayin koidem. V'chein noyegim. In the Mishnah, in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph Amin Beis, you have a very similar machloikis. Beishamayim Beisilo beKiddush of Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara over there explains the Machloikis the same way the Gemara explains it over here. Abitzarach Bir, why do you have this Machloikis in two places in Shas? One in Masechta Brachas by Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif, and one in Masechta Psachim by Kiddush Balel HaSeder. It's the same Machloikis, Oyrapam. Why do you have to have it twice? A little bit of a Ara. What's the time of Beis Hillel? As the Gemara brings a Braisa, which is Masber, that the reason why Beis Hillel holds Yimavarach Koidam Alayayin, Shayayin Goyrim HaKiddush HaToymar, because the Yayin causes the Kiddush that you should make it, as therefore you do the Yayin first. Frek the Tosis Rid and the Miri on the Gemara. That midaraisa loy biinon the kaddish ala yayin viyatsa beli yayin. What the Gemara before says on daf kuvav amir aleph. So chreol yayin is an asmachta midarabbanon. As why is the Gemara saying yayin is goyim the kiddish ataymar? Hooray! Yayin is not. There's a din kiddish midaraisa even without yayin. Does Frek the Tosis read in the Miri? As Be'emes over here is a mocker to the Rashba and the Ran and Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis. The day hold the din lekadosh alayin is the Raisa. If he's at the Gemara over here, skip shooter. But the Tosis read in the Miri Acholik, the mocker is from a Gemara and a Gimel Amid Beis, which is Mashba. It's not the Raisa. So we say, what's Pshat in the Gemara? As they both answer, that midaraisa you yoytze kiddush with what you say in tefillah, you masker Shabbos in tefillah, tefillah and lel Shabbos. The kiddush on the kois that we're making is rak midrabbanon. As kum the kois, the whole kiddush ala kois is rak midrabbanon. The whole reason why we're making a second kiddush is midrabbanon. And midrabbanon, you need to do it ala yayin. As the second kiddush that we're making, which is the Midrabbanan Dika Kiddush, that the Yayin is Goyer. That's what they say. As Lamaisa, this Tosis written in Miri is a mako to the Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. It says the Kiddush that you Yoytze Mitzis Kiddush with Tfila, with a Raisa, as when you're making Kiddush at home, it has a din of a Dirabbanan. The Be'er Halacha in Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Poskim Ma'ayir on it, different Tainas, and the Be'er Halacha he airs on it. And one of the Shailas the Be'er Halacha over there airs, and the Minchas Chinuch also as he brings, is from the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that says Yoytze Mitzvahs Kiddush, that you have to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush. Hare b'tfila, you're not maske yitzias mitzrayim. As Frank the Be'er Halacha the Minchas Chinuch on the Magen Avraham. Now we see it's Rishonim over here in our sugya. How could you say yitzias mitzvahs kiddush with tfila? And in order to be yitzias mitzvahs kiddush, you have to say zeicha yitzias mitzrayim. And in tfila, you don't say zeicha yitzias mitzrayim. Oh, that's the Frank. As the Be'er Halacha has its on, maybe you'll say it's an asmachta, even though the Gemara brings a pasuk, it's an asmachta, as that's also a din d'rabbanan. He's mefalpel in the shayla. The Gemara, the Braisa, then brings another time for Beis Hillel. Shebirchas Hayayin Todir Yoser Mibirchas Hayayim. And Rashi is maybe the mocker is the Gemara in Zvachim Darshan's Todir Sheinu Todir Todir Koidem. As Lachoyer over here, you see that even though the Choyves Kiddush was before the yayin of afilu achi, because the birchas hayayin is tader, it's odif. In the Gemara, why is Birchas Yayin more tader than Birchas HaKiddush Poshet? Because by every Birchas HaNenim, every time you drink wine, you make a bracha on Yayin, so of course it's more tader. Befrek the Shagis Ayin, Simon Chof Aleph, and the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Sadik Amid Beis, that the Gemara says the mile of tader is not when you do it Mishum Rishos. It has to do, there's a chiv to do it. As then it has a mile of tader, shenu tader. But that which you do, mishum rishos, doesn't have a din of tader. As they may say, how could you say it's tader because you make berchas hanenim al yayin? Berchas hanenim is a rishos. It's up to you if you want to drink. Thus, frek the shagisaya. Miyashid the shagisaya, enochinami. When the Gemara says berchas hayayin is tader, it doesn't mean mishum di. It doesn't mean because of the Birchas HaNenim. It means in Birchas HaMitzvahs. There's more Birchas HaMitzvahs that have Yayin than Kiddush HaYoyim. The dogma he brings, Kiddush, only Kiddush HaLayla, you say the Nusach of Kiddush. By Kiddush B'Yoyim you don't, and you make a Bayer Priya Gefen. By Havdalah, you don't say the Nusach of Kiddush, but you make a Bayer Priya Gefen. By Birchas HaMazon, by Birchas Erisin, Nisuin, Shemim Brachas, by all these Birchas HaMitzvahs, you make a Bayri Priya Gofen, and you don't say the Nusach of Kiddush HaYayin. As the Gemara means, Birchas HaYayin is Tadir, it doesn't mean in Birchas Nenin, it means in Birchas HaMitzvahs, Chiyuvei Brachas, you make more of Birchas HaYayin. So the Shagis Ayi is Mazbeh the Gemara. That's when Beis Hillel says his second time, he says, Dover Acher. Frank the Gemara, my Dover Acher. Mitzorach Bir, Gam Beis Shammai was nice and stay time. Why does the Gemara only ask on Beis Hillel? Why is he giving two reasons? As the Ritvim Brachas, Nun Aleph Amid Beis is Medayik, the Gemara is not asking why does he give two reasons. You can give two reasons. The Gemara is asking on the Lashon of Dover Acher. Oh, as only Beis Hillel was masking Dover Acher. Thus is the Shaila. And the Gemara answers that Beis Shammai gives two, so Beis Hillel has to give two. And the price is Messiah, the Psak is Kibbeis Hillel. Frank the Gemara Pshite, why does the price have to pass in like Beis Hillel? Sorry, Krayotza Baskol Shalocha Kibbeis Hillel. There's already a Baskol was Yoitz in Erevin Yud Gimel that the Locha is Kibbeis Hillel. As the Gemara in the Mahalach Sheni is Miyashiv, that the Braisa holds like Shitas Reb Yeshua, She'ei Mashkichem Babasko Livsoka Alocha. The Gemara Bar Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis is Mazber. Why don't you listen to a Basko? Because Torah is Lav Bashamayim. As you can't have a Psak from Shamayim. Frek Tais is a Shtarke Shailon, the Gemara. Haray, we have a stira la'alocha. We hold like Beis Hillel all over because Yatzah Baskol la'alocha k'Beis Hillel, like it says in the Gemara in Yevam Estaf Yudalit. But in the Machlekes of Tana Shalach Sanoi, when it went out of Baskol la'alocha k'Reb Elazar, we passed like Reb Yeshua, not like the Baskol. As is a stira, can we use a Baskol for Psak or not? By Machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we use the Baskol to Paskin. And by Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, we don't. What's the difference? Das frek Tosis. As Tosis over here is Miyashiv, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What was the Safik who the Halacha was like? Because Beis Hillel were Roiv Anoshim. Beis Shammai was Mechadati Tvei. As there was a Safik who the Paskin like, Roiv or Mechadati Tvei. Came along the Baskol, and the Baskol was Machriya, that we go like the Roiv. Mashenk in the Machlekes of Rebbe Lazar was Chaylik on the Chachamim. The Rav was Keneged Rebbe Lazar. As Kifi Dine Atoy Ravada, the Halacha is like the Chachamim. When the Baskol went out and it said Halacha to Rebbe Lazar was going Keneged Dine Toyre. As that Toyre Lav Bashamayimi. You can't Bashamayim be Saiser, the Toyre that was given in the Aretz. This is the Mahalach of Tosis over here. Toises in Bob Mitzion and Tesam and Bezes, Miashe, Boich and Acha. That in Bob Mitzion, Rabbi Loza was Mavakish, Yetze Baskol. As over there, the Baskol was Yotze Lekfoidai because he asked for it. As you can't bring a Raya from a Baskol if he asked for the Baskol because it went out Lekfoidai. Masha Engen, by Beisilel, the Baskol went out on its own. As Lefim said, the reason why we don't Baskin like Rabbi Loza is not because Torah Lab B'Shamayim, the reason Rabbi Yeshua, but there's another reason, because he asked for the Baskol, it went out Lefi Kvoida. Okay, so that's in the first Sugya, Kiddush HaYayin. Now let's move over to the bottom Mishnah. The Mishnah Shnia, Acha Kiddush, you do Karpas. You take a vegetable and you eat it. As what's the reason why we do karpas? The Gemara Kuf Yudal and Amid Beis says, "Sa'oisin k'dei shi'heker shi'yishal hatinoikis." As Rashi and the Rishbam and the Mishnah by us explain, because b'derech klal you make kiddush and you eat bread, you don't eat a yerek in between. As if a child sees that after you make kiddush you're eating a yerek, the child's going to ask, "What's going on here? Why are we doing something different?" As k'dei shi'yishal hatinoikis, therefore we eat a vegetable. This is the Mishnah. As the Mishnah says, Hevi'u lefanav. As what do you mean, Hevi'u lefanav? What's Pirush HaMilah? As this is a machlokes. Rashi and Rishbam learn, Hevi'u lefanav the Yerokis, that you mishtamshim by the karpas. You bring out the Yarek. Tosfos says on Rashi, as in Cain, the Mishnah should have said, you may be Yerokis. What does it say? Hevi'u lefanav. What's this lashon of reveal of fun? If it's to say what? Like the next part of the Mishnah, it says, reveal the fun of matzah. It says what you're bringing. As over here, it should say what you're bringing too. But that's Rashi and the Rishbam. You could be machalik. That later on in the Mishnah, where you're bringing a bunch of things, as it says, matzah, chazeres, chareises. Over here, you're just bringing the yerek, and that's what we're talking about. Of course, that's what you're bringing. But Vinishvi Toises is Shoyal on, is Choylik on Rashi. He learns Yivir Lefanav doesn't mean the Yerek. Yivir Lefanav means the Shulchan. On the Shulchan there's a Yerek, but the Yivir Lefanav that Gosh is on the Shulchan. Aye, so what's the reason why you bring the Shulchan Achar Kiddush? Azot Toises, that it's like the halacha we learned on Daf Kufam in Beis, that you bring the Shulchan of Shabbos after Kiddush, because it's more covered Shabbos that way. You see, you're bringing the Shulchan to covered Shabbos because you made it after Kiddush. That's the din that the Mishnah is saying. Yivir lefanav. After you make Kiddush, yivir lefanav HaShulchan. Tosfos, l'shitasa, that he learns, yivir HaShulchan, he has a kasha on the hemshech of the Mishnah. Tosfos, did Ramaskal, yivir lefanav matzah. The fisha akra shulchan of nei misha oimas agoda voices say the ktani yivir lefanav. This is a question. Yivir lefanav, you already brought the shulchan. Why does the Mishnah say again afterwards yivir lefanav a matzah? And Tais is learning that it's mash nasvek Tais. As Tais says, because you oike the shulchan and then you choise the behavior the shulchan again. And the Makar of Taisis is the Gemara later on Kuf Tesvav Amid Beis, the Gemara says that they were Oikah the Shulchan. Why? Kedesh Yeshua Atinaikis. Mitzarech Bia, what's the Shaila of Taisis? Before it said you bought the Shulchan and there was Yerek on it, and now it's saying you may be the Shulchan and this Matzah Chazeres Chareisis and Shnei Tavshilin. What was Tosfos' question that he had to say? You were oiker the shulchan. As you could understand Tosfos two ways. You could understand that the first time that they brought the shulchan, everything was on the shulchan. Because that's Tosfos asking, we already brought it out already. Ever Tosfos, that you're oiker. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that, why are you bringing a table? There's already a table there. No, those are the two ways of Yishlon. Yeah, I think it's more mashal the first way, but those are the two efsharis. Okay. As thus is Hevi'u lefanav. Then the Mishnah says, Matvil bechazeres. as Rashi, the Rishbam, Tosis, or Mefarish, that's telling you a din that the mitzvah of karpas is not only to eat the karpas, but is a mitzvah to be toivel the karpas when you eat it. Why you toivel karpas into something? As the Rebbeinu Dabra and the Lusha Aran say, that's also kedei sheyishalu atinayik. It's just like the ikra achila is kedei sheyishalu, as the tefila is also kedei sheyishalu. The Rebbeinu Dabra is masber, because when you do two tefilos, the karpas you toivel and the mar you toivel, as that looks much more strange, as the tinoikis will ask. Fret Rashi in the Shbam, what's the lashon matvil bechazeres? That's mashma that you toivel in the chazeres. Hare, you toivel the chazeres, not in the chazeres. As they explain, that's the way they speak. Rashi brings a raya from the Gemara, Tosis brings a raya from the Pasuk. That was the way they speak, the way you say you toivel echazeres is matvil bechazeres. And Rashi and Rishba Mazda, the reason why people speak that way is because kol macholama yedei tivo. Okay, so that's the Pirush Hamila matvil bechazeres. What are you mishtamish to use for karpas, to use for this Indian? As the Mishnah says, you mishtamish bechazeres. As Rashi and the Rishbam say, the Mishnah is talking about Kishain Yerik Acher, Loichin Chazeres. As you see, B'divrein, two Chidushim. Number one, that you could take Kol Yerik for Karpas. Well, Beis, you Loichin Chazeres, rock when there's no other Yerik Acher. As what's the mocker of the first din of them, that Yoitzim Lashar Yerokis? It's from the Gemara in Kuf Yudalit Amid Beis. The Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah say Chazeres v'lo yomar Shah Yerokis mefurish in the Gemara? That be'emes, you could take Shah Yerokis. And in fact, Mishum Zeh, the Mishnah, Gemara asks a Shah on the Mishnah. What are you saying? Chazeres, are Shah Yerokis you could also take. As the Gemara says, that it was Nokid Chazeres l'rbusa. Because you would think if you use Mara for the first Achila, as you were Yotze Mitzvah Mara, you don't have to eat it twice, Kamash Malah, not that way. This is the beer in the Gemara. The Maisa, our meaning is L'chatchila, we try to take Karpas. Where does this come from? That's what we call it, Karpas. If anything, Rashi, the Rishbam, and the Mokeres from the Gemara and Kuf Yudal Rebbeis say you could use all vegetables that you want. Why do we take karpas? Where does this come from? As the makor is from a maril and avudram, which the Beis Yosef brings in Tof Ayin, Simin Tof Ayin Gimel, that he says you take a yerek shenikra karpas kedei l'ramiz al hip al dihipuch oisius karpas. You take the samach, samach perach. If you switch the oisius around, it becomes samach perach. That the mitzvah mo'ovid ben 600,000 people beperach. The masses are shekel over there, and the shaylas and shuvas some sefers say karpas is celery. As the that's where it comes from. Our minute to take celery, but I'm even yavin. If you don't have celery, make it the dina vada. You could take up your dina the gemara, any yerek that you want. What do you dip the karpas in? As over here, there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi on the Mishnah says, you toivel becharoises. Why you toivel becharoises? As Tosis is masber Rashi, I'll pee the Gemara later on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, that you toivel mara becharoises mishum kapo. There's a sakana or from the charifus of the vegetable, or there's toiloyim on the vegetable. As given that you're using the chazeres lekarpas, as the same way when you use it for mar, you have to dip it into charoises to get rid of the sakana, why then when you use it with karpas? As Tosis says, l'fi this mahalach in Rashi, only when you're using chazeres, then you dip it into charoises. But by other vegetables, Tosis says, you dip it in either choymetz or mei melech. And that's what we do. We take our celery, we dip it into mei melech. However, Tosis brings down a Siddur Rashi and other Shitas that even when you're using other Yerakas, you toivel it in Charoises. What's the pshat? As the miri is masber because you use charoisis, the Gemara says later on kuf tezayin amar aleph that it's zechel tapuach, it has tapuach, and then zechel tit, it looks like the tit that they made the bricks with. As Rashi holds in all the tibulim, you use this to be zechel tapuach and zechel tit. As that sheet is Rashi that is with charoisis, Tosis learns only chazeres, other yirakis not, and see the Rashi is mavur all the time you use charoisis. There's bamias on Rashi. I read the Mishnah only mentions that you bring out charoisis afterwards. As how could you say you tell with charoisis? The Mishnah says you bring out charoisis afterwards. That's right. There's bam on Rashi. As Tosis answers for Rashi. The Mishnah says, you bring out chazeres afterwards, v'charoisis. And already we talked about chazeres in the Reisha. As you see, even though it says you bring it out in the Sefer, but you could still bring it out in the Reisha. Uadim v'charoisis. You could say, even though it mentions it in the Sefer, but you brought it out in the Reisha. There's Bamel, that Mishleim v'chazeres, it says twice lahedya v'charoisis. It only says once, mashmi, you only bring it out later on. Frektasis on the Rishbam, how could you argue on Rashi and say you don't dip a charoisis because it's meduyik in the Mishnah not that way? Hari the Gemara later on says by Mara you have to dip it into charoisis kedei to avoid the sakana of kapa. So when you use it for karpas, you should have to dip it into charoisis to avoid the sakana. That's frektasis on the Rishbam. As the Rosh is maybe a Rabbeinu Yoina, then he answers, Bemis is a Shaila. If this is Sakon of Kapas, the whole year when you eat Maror, you should have to dip it into Charoisis. And the whole year when we eat Romaine lettuce, we don't dip it into Charoisis. Why only Balela Seder? He says, Kinereh, when we're doing a mitzvah with it, as then we're more careful that a Sakon shouldn't come out. Because really the Sakani, he says, is not so much, because the whole year you don't have to be choishes. It's a chash rochuk ma'oi. But he adds that chash rochuk ma'oi were choishes b'lela seder, because we don't want chas v'shalom from a mitzvah should come out of tragedy. It was a makbid even in a chash rochuk ma'oi. That's only by when you're eating. That's only by Marr, where it's a mitzvah, it's then we're makbid. But Karpas is not a mitzvah, it's just Kadesha Yishlu Atenoikis. That's like the rest of the year that we don't dip it in Charoisis. That was the Malach of the Rabbeinu Yaina. Ram Chalavi says in the Oinig Yontif, Eschon di Rabbeinu Yaina, an interesting question that usually we find Shulke Mitzvah, Einen Zokin, Shayim Mitzvah, Lo Yodha Dvara. Over here it comes out the opposite, that in a mitzvah, there is a sakana, v'choshesh mofa sakana, v'yesh liyashiv. The Ram Chalavi says, another teretz, he says that the mitzvah that you are going to eat charoisis, you're going to eat charoisis later on in the night. As that which you have a sakana from eating marer, it's not an immediate sakana. As long as you eat charoisis in the rest of the night, that takes care of the sakana. But the charoisis you eat later on is good enough. Okay, as that's what you dip in. As we learned, what you use for karpas, what you dip into. Now the third halach in karpas is kama tzarech lechol. How much do you have to eat? As the Rambam in Periches halach obey says, you eat a kezayis. And the Rosh over here in Simen Chafei is Chayot Tumah. The Mishnah brings the Yisrachokim and they taina. When do you have to eat a kezayis? When there's a mitzvah to eat? But over here is Kadesha Yishalu Atinoikis. It's not a mitzvah sachile. As why should you have to eat a kezayis? It's the Chayot on the Rambam. And the Rambam Kinir holds, even though the reason is Kadesha Yishalu, but Lamaisa they masakin to do an achila. They masakin a kezayis because they nachila pochus mi kezayis. As that's a machlokes, the Rambam sheet is you eat how much? A kezayis, and the Rosh holds pachas mi kezayis. Maral and Sefer Agurus Perik Nun, and the Shag Yisayin and Simen Kof is a very strong raya on the Rosh, and they bring a raya to the Rambam. The Gemara later on, the beginning of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, says Rav Huna brings a raya mitzvah smichas kavana, because he asks, why do you have to eat another mara afterwards? You should be yoitza with the first mara that you ate. Frek the maral bishlem, if you learn like the Rambam that you had to eat a kazayis, that's very good. You should be yoitza with the first kazayis that you ate. And the place came on Moisif, and Bedafka, you don't want to make a bracha achreina. As im kain, it's shver, what's avali after Mara, the first one, maybe you ate pachas mikazayas, but from that place, you should lechatchila try to eat pachas mikazayas. I say yes, on the Meral is on the Rambam, the Korban Asal answers, that because the steam is a mishnah is mashma, whatever you eat, you always have to have a second mar, even if you eat more than a chatzizayis. The mishnah then says that yamadul bechazeres ad shemagia leparperes apas. What's parperes apas? Rashi, the Rishbam, and Tosis learns it means mar. Why are we calling mar parperes apas? Because it's mamshech achila, it's a little bit shver, like why are we being maska this in the midst of mara, has nothing to do with mamshech achila. What's that gosh of the mishnahs? The Rashi Rishman explained that even though you oichol the mara, the chazeres, afilu hochi ad shemegia lepaperes apas, when you come to mara, you have to eat chazeres over again. That's that gosh of the mishnah. The Rach, the Ramban Muva, and the Ran, the Ben Dov and the Miri, they learn another pshat. Paperis apas is matzah. Mashinigra paperis is it's lechem oini, a lechem shavur. The Rach is mazbe that gosh is normally you eat the suda right away. Over here, you don't eat again until paperis apas, till you eat the matzah. Gradually, the way they learn that it's called Parperes apas, efsha over here is a remez for that which we do in the Lela Seder Yachatz, because it's called Parperes apas, lechemani. Yeah. See, the other sheet is you have to know why the Tan and the Mishnah didn't mention the minig of doing Yachatz. The Mishnah then continues, after, what's after karpa, sivil, lefana, matzah, chazeres. As the Mishnah Daf Lamites actually says, there are five minim that are kosher for Marer. As why does the Mishnah over here say Chazeres? Abu the Gemara over there brings down Mandi Amrim that the Mishnah, the mitzvah is much more bechasa, and chasa is called Chazeres. So that's why, being that the mitzvah is lechachila bechazeres, that's why the Mishnah mentions it. Why over here do you bring the matzah? Tosis says, because lechem oini, lechem onov sh'olim alav dvarim harbe. And he adds, also you bring the matzah and the marah, because you say lechem matzah zel shema, marah zel shema, you point to it. This is also a time why you bring the marah out now. As thus is the Mishnah. The Maisa Amini is, we don't bring out a shulchan, we put it in a kairik, rather we put it out before Kiddush. But the Arizal says that there are five, there are six things on the Kaira. That's how many. You have the Shnei Tavshilim, you have Marer and Charoisis. We do Karpas and Meimelech, what you table it in. We have six things, and the Kaira is Zion. He said that's connected to Zion Spheres. And they're connected to the Zion Midas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing the world. Those are the Zion Spheres, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Choy, Netzach, Yisoy, Malchus. He says you also have on the Kaira next to it three matzahs. Those is connected to the Gimel Rishaynes, Chochma, Bina, Das, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing. And those is connected with Sach HaKom, the Yud Spheres. As why are we having Yud Sviris on the table? It's coming to teach us a lesson that on this Laila we're misakin kol hakoyma haruchni shel ha'odom. V'zyeitzin l'cheres b'chol abchines in galus, as a koiches ruchnius are in galus. B'layla azeh, we take all the koiches, the eses spheres are all going, the koiches of Adam, which connect then is the asara koiches that hanhagis HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Bria. Or yatzel l'cheres mis'aleh mis'raimim. And we're building a new person, a new koimer ruchni for the person on this night. It's a meyuchadika night, the yugutuayf gevaldika zacher. Kimuvan, after we do a palela seda, we're mamshech the avoida of the Zayin Sviras and the Zayin Shavuos of Sviras ha'oimer. It's mamshech the avoida of lela seda. Lagia to the sea, the height of Kabbalah's Tairan Shuas, with that is the Iker Hashlom as a Adam, that is Yatzel Lecheres, from the Gaf Kufniistika world, and it's Meraimim him to a Ruchniistika world.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.